So after many months of not going anywhere, by plane at least, I went to Boston for the celebration of the 50th anniversary of Srila Prabhupada's arrival in America. And it was really a profound experience going to the same place where 50 years ago Srila Prabhupada first set foot in America. And the devotees there organized a boat which took us into the same waters that Srila Prabhupada had traveled on. In fact, while we were on the boat, we passed a cargo ship passed us. Of course, now the cargo ships are not steamships like they used to be, but it was very similar to the boat that Srila Prabhupada took. And we recalled how much Srila Prabhupada had sacrificed and what a great risk he had taken for us, suffering terrible seasickness during the journey and suffering two heart attacks. And he thought if he had another one, he might not survive the journey. But then Krishna appeared to him rowing a boat. And Srila Prabhupada understood that Krishna was taking charge of the ship, and that he would have nothing to fear. And coming out into the Atlantic Ocean, the ocean was very calm. In fact, the captain of the ship said he never saw the ocean so calm. So it was a special arrangement of Krishna's for Srila Prabhupada. But still, it was a very arduous journey. 36 days to Boston, and then after halting in Boston, the ship continued to New York. And we could just imagine Srila Prabhupada's thoughts upon his arrival. Of course, he did share some of his thoughts with us in the two poems he wrote, one on September 13th and the other on September 18th. And in these poems, he expresses his complete dependence on Krishna. And he prays to Krishna to make his words suitable for us so that we may appreciate and understand his message. And at the end he prayed, he said, I don't know why you have brought me to this terrible place, but you must have some purpose. and then in the mood of a puppet, he prays to the Lord, you know, make me dance, O Lord, make me dance as you wish. So that is the mood of complete surrender. And that is the mood not only that Srila Prabhupada exemplified, but it's also the mood that we are meant to also develop. Complete surrender, just praying to be a puppet in the hands of our Guru Maharaj. It's His Holiness Radhana Swami, so I think I have to take it. Hare Krishna? Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Yes, Radhana Swami Maharaj. But one thing I should say, Maharaj, if you don't mind. I'm actually on a Skype call with Houston, and they're celebrating my birthday there. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Would you, I don't want to put you on the spot, but would you like to say a few words to the devotees on the other side? All right, I'll put the phone on speakerphone.
Hare Krishna, this is Radhanath Swami. I am so honored and grateful to have this opportunity on the appearance day of His Holiness Giridhar Swami Maharaj in the presence of all of you to offer my deepest gratitude and honor to one of Srila Prabhupada's most intimate, dedicated, surrendered, and exemplary devotees, His Holiness Giridhar Swami Maharaj. Association and his friendship is one of the most valuable gifts that Prabhupada has bestowed upon myself and so many others. And I pray for Sri Sri Radha Das Bihari to bless him with many long, happy years of empowered devotional service. And I want to offer my sincerest congratulations all of the most fortunate disciples and followers of His Holiness Giridhar Maharaj. And please accept me as the servant of the servant of your servant. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Maharaj.
Thank you very, very much. I have no words to express my gratitude to you, Maharaj.
Well, I feel the same way about you.
You're incredibly exemplary, auspicious, and life of pure devotional service.
Well, so I guess, this is so nice that you phoned right at this time. It's very auspicious. So I will let you go, and I will spend a few more minutes with the nice devotees in Houston, and then I guess I'll see you in the morning.
Yeah, thank you so very much,
Mara. Okay. Hare Krishna, Jai.
Hare Krishna.
Glories to Srila Prabhupada. Well, (clears throat) I guess it's been quite an evening for you. So anyway, I guess, you know, coming to our situation, I think the best thought I can share with you now is the statement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gopi Bhartu Padakamalayor Dasa Dasa Anudasa, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prayed, I'm not a Brahmin, I'm not a Kshatriya, I'm not a Vaishya, I'm not a Shudra, I'm not a Brahmachari, I'm not a Grihastha, I'm not a Vanaprastha, I'm not a Sannyasi, I'm just the humble servant of the servants of the servants of Krishna, the maintainer of the gopis. So that mood is essential for our progress in Krishna consciousness and for our cooperative efforts to spread Krishna consciousness. Once a devotee asked Srila Prabhupada that what do we do when there are conflicts? And Srila Prabhupada replied, if everyone thinks I'm the servant of the servant of the servant, then the conflicts will be dissipated. So this is it's our mission to chant the holy name and serve the devotees and give mercy to the fallen souls in the form of the holy name, Krishna Katha, Srila Prabhupada's books, Krishna Prasad, and especially the association of devotees. So these are basic principles. Namaruchi, to have taste for the holy name, and Vaishnav Sevana, to serve the devotees, and Jivadaya, to show mercy to the living entities. So we have a great responsibility. When we think of all the sacrifices Srila Prabhupada made and all the risks he took to come to America for us and to deliver Krishna consciousness to us, I get great inspiration in my own efforts. And I think any one of us, and all of us, but any one of us who thinks of Srila Prabhupada's example and how much he risked and sacrificed and his mood of complete surrender and dependence on Krishna, we have a very good example and to follow. So I'm really very grateful to all of you for coming forward to help Srila Prabhupada and his mission. It's, I guess, some circumstances. Usually I wouldn't be away from Houston for such a long time. It's going to be a while because soon I'll be going to India and then I probably won't be back to America for many months. But certainly I was very happy to see all of you tonight, see the nice mood amongst you and see the nice arrangements you've made. Very encouraging. Very encouraging. And yeah, as soon as possible after India, I will try to come to Houston. So, do any of you have any questions or comments before we move on to the next part of the program? Sorry?
Where will you be visiting India, like one city or several cities?
Are you asking about India? I couldn't hear.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare
Krishna. I want to ask you, in India, where will you be visiting, like one city or several cities?
Several cities.
In Bombay or... where will you be going to India? I mean, which city?
Yeah, I'll arrive in Bombay and spend about a week there. Then I will go to Vrindavan and spend about 2 months there. Then I will go back to Bombay and spend maybe another month there, including about 10 days at the Govardhan Eco Village with Kalachandji Das and Sharanjali Dasi, and you know, working on my book about Srila Prabhupada and Juhu. And then I'm probably going to Mauritius for about 2 weeks. It'll be the first time I'm going to Mauritius in 18 years. So, and then I'll come back to India, and then it's not sure. I do have some more time. I might go to Mayapur. I think there's a chance I'll go to Mayapur. I'm not sure about the last bit of my stay in India. Does that help you?
Yes. Why? Because I might see you in India. I will also be there for almost 1 month.
Oh, okay. That's very good. That's very good. Thank you.
Hare Krishna Maharaji. Maharaji, even Radhanath Swami Maharaj has highlighted your qualities, and to the best of our capability, all these devotees have glorified your lots of qualities, and not to mention of so many, but over and above, the biggest quality which you have is the patience and tolerance. Could you advise us how to cultivate that level of patience which most of the people lack, and I lack too? So would you please give us complete deep thought, you know, because this is very, very important. As you said, Prabhupada wanted to have cooperation and patience with your devotees. How would you elaborate this and try to spread this particular point wherever you go?
Well, I mean, in a way you said it. When I think of Srila Prabhupada's example, how patient and tolerant he was. I mean, you can't even believe what he had to tolerate. And yeah, how patient he was with us. So I think of his example. And I must also give you some credit. I've learned a lot about patience and tolerance by associating with you.
Thank you.
So I'm very indebted to you, Amarendra Prabhu. All right. Well, I also don't want to test your patience and tolerance. It must be, you know, time for you to honor the feast. And yeah, I was really happy to see you all. And I will, you know, many of you have work tomorrow, or if not work, school. And if not work or school, then Mangalarti and service. So I should let you go and continue with your program. I'm really very, very happy to have spent this time with all of you, and very grateful to you for all of your good wishes and service. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Guru Maharaj, they would like to sing for you with the cake before you leave.
Okay.
Hare Krishna.